This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Congratulations to Clifford in Atlanta. Clifford's going to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul, courtesy of us. July 27th.
Such an honest name, Clifford.
Clifford,
You know Clifford. Clifford can watch the children.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Clifford's it. He just seems like just
Clifford can change the oil.
Yeah.
He doesn't
Clifford.
He doesn't need to look at YouTube to know how to swap out your deadbolt. Clifford
Clifford will give you exact change back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's just an all-around.
And he has cash.
Yes. All-around. Always. Solid name. Yep. So, so congratulations. You're going to see Wiz Khalifa as we talk. Glad it's outside because some things ain't going to stop. But let me just, the lineup you said, it's going to be Wiz. It's
You got Wiz Khalifa and obviously Sean Paul for the headliners. Then they have special guests, DaBaby, Chevy Woods, Chevy Woods, Fed the God, and DJ Bonix.
Okay. All right. Now, DaBaby, is he like a feature or is he going to actually get to go up there and do some stuff?
He's a special guest.
I like DaBaby. I like DaBaby.
He got one song that I love out a number of years ago.
Yeah, I like DaBaby.
He got in trouble for something. I don't know what it is.
He did something stupid.
His popularity has waned since then.
He did something stupid.
But he's going to be there. So
I love it, man. I love it. But yeah, Wiz Khalifa. Now,
he's got a real big smile.
Who?
DaBaby.
Oh, yeah. He got a big ass mouth.
You can see all his teeth.
Yes.
He's him and Cam Newton. When he smiles, he doesn't even need to sit down in the dentist chair. Just smile real quick. They're all good.
Brighten up the whole South Side, man. But yeah, that sounds like that should be a fun concert.
Hell yeah.
I love going to concerts at Lakewood.
Never been.
Yeah, we need to go. We need to find a nice show. Me, you, and our wives, we can go have a good time because Lakewood is awesome. Now, parking and getting in and getting out, whatever. When you're there, though, it's great.
I haven't been to the one at Chastain Park either.
Another great place.
And then we have been to the one in Alpharetta. I don't remember what it's called. It's like a bank something.
Yeah, that's where.
We've been to a couple shows there over the last few years. I mean, just amphitheaters in general are just fun.
Yeah, they are.
Concerts outside and all kinds of stuff like that. All right, so let's talk a little NBA playoffs. Do you want to start with where it started, like the pregame stuff yesterday from JJ? He's fired up.
Okay.
I got a couple different thoughts on this. I'm always happy to offer a little, a little journalism advice, and I think we can do that here with this question.
Hey, Coach, back here. Back. As you watch the film, what do you recall about your thought process in the moment? Sticking with the five you stuck with in the fourth quarter the other day, and is there an assistant or someone maybe that you'll lean on tonight, maybe to try to get some other guys involved if that opportunity presents itself?
Are you saying that because I'm inexperienced and that was an inexperienced decision that I made? You think I don't talk to my assistants about substitutions every single timeout?
No, I just think there's a lot of coaches lean on their assistants in those situations.
As do I, every single time. That's a weird assumption.
There you have it.
Yeah.
It was a bad question.
Yes.
It started off fine. If he would have now he's already answered it because obviously he was asked post game about, hey, why didn't you take any of these guys out for 24 minutes?
Yeah.
But he was like, hey, like when you look back at tape, is there anything that stands out to you about the way that you used your rotations in the second half?
Yes.
Fine. Reasonable question. Reasonable question. But then to be like, and maybe you could ask some of the Nate McMillan,
coaches,
who's coached a lot of games, or Scott Brooks, who's coached a lot of games, other guys that are on your staff. Maybe you can lean on them a little bit.
Right.
And I understand where the frustration came from there. But all anybody saw was JJ storming off. That's tough. It's a tough look. It's a tough look for that to be the way that it started and then the game to go the way that it did. The strategy of not using a center and then getting absolutely abused by Rudy Gobert last night in an elimination game, I think it's fair to question some of the tactics of J.J. Redick in this series.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. And I think, as much as people wanted to praise J.J. and everything, they looked for him to make a mistake, and he did in his strategy as far as playing them all. But he knows his team better than any of us. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so and I'm not saying he was right or wrong, but he looked at it from the standpoint, I can't play these other guys.
Yeah, that's the thing
He coached game four like it was game seven.
Yes. You know what I mean? Think that was a bigger mistake than what they did yesterday.
Yes.
I understand why he did what they did yesterday. They thought that their advantage was going small and trying to make the guards of the Minnesota Timberwolves beat them on the perimeter. And it worked.
Yes.
All those guys played like crap.
Yes.
They couldn't shoot. Anthony Edwards went 0 for 11 from three. They also thought if they pressed him like that on the perimeter, they would settle. And they did.
Yes.
They settled for bad shots. There was one point where they had missed 20 consecutive threes in that game.
Yes.
Timberwolves missed 20 consecutive threes in that game.
What was their final? Seven for what?
They were seven for 47.
Yes.
Seven for 47.
The Lakers lost
That's
last
a good
night
strategy.
Off of a damn. A C performance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely right. The Timberwolves didn't play particularly well last night at all. Rudy Gobert did.
Yeah.
and I thought Julius Randle did, too. Julius Randle might have been the best player in the entire series.
I just think
from start to finish.
He's finally figuring out how to play with them. But the one thing about them, they hit their stride at the right time. Now, the NBA did them a huge favor because Ant-Man wasn't supposed to play in that last game. Because remember, he got the text and everything.
Oh,
and they rescinded it and playing the game and all that other stuff. And they end up getting
and that
out of
got them this seed right out of the play-in.
Yeah. But, no, I think that, you know, when you look at where the Lakers are and J.J., he had no choice. I just think that, you know, and we talk about Jackson Hayes. And I mean, he played okay sometimes, but he still is who he is.
I think the worst thing that happened to the Lakers – and the perception of the Lakers was that weird little 15-game stretch they had pre-LeBron injury, post-Luka trade, where Jackson Hayes somehow factored into being one of the best defensive rotations in basketball.
Right.
They won all those games. You got to go back and look at who some of those games were against, because it's NBA regular season basketball. Like, any given night, you might be playing against, like, a second-rate lineup, even if it's a good team. And I think a lot of people just kind of bought into the idea that, oh, wow, not only is this, like, it's amazing that they got Luka, it's going to work faster than we thought.
Right.
If you go back to the day of the trade, beyond just the shock that they got him, the reaction was, all right, this is a future deal.
Yep.
Like, this roster doesn't really make sense together right now. You have to make the trade because they offered you Luka Doncic.
Correct.
So, of course, you do it. You got your guy of the future for the next 10 years, assuming he opts in, which, you know, who knows. But, like, if you would have told me the day or the day or two after that trade that they lost in the first round in five games to the Minnesota Timberwolves because they didn't have any size, I wouldn't have been surprised by that. People just kind of got gassed up by that 15-game stretch
exactly
where they played so well.
Exactly.
And it just wasn't realistic. Like, it wasn't a realistic version of who they were.
No, and I think that's the thing when it goes back to when we talk about brand recognition and all those different things. Whoa, man, look at the Lakers. They're championship in five and all that other crap. And they just weren't. And now that you see that they weren't surprised, like, Minnesota is more athletic. They have better depth. They got a freaking superstar. And they have size.
They have everything that wins in the playoffs in the history of the
NBA.
And
the Lakers don't have any of that.
They don't.
They don't.
I mean, they got like little pieces, but like they don't have the collection of it for sure.
No.
The other thing about it, and we talked about this last year as Anthony Edwards was going through KD and the Suns. It's a young man's game, man. Like, these guys are great players.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong, and they should be celebrated, and they have been.
Yes.
But, like, why would it be surprising to you that the 25-year-old stud is taking down the 40-year-old?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. Because
of course he is.
Because you look at the 40-year-old.
This guy's in his prime. The 40-year-old played pretty good. Last night he looked tired because he was.
Because he's 40.
But, I mean, this is like, I don't know. And maybe it's just the way that, like, the hype train has run on this group of aging NBA players.
Yes.
But, like, yeah, man, at some point, the new generation ushers out the old generation.
Yes.
And it's always happening.
It's always happened. We just never seen an older generation or whatever you want to call it, generation like this one.
They've never lasted this long.
They never lasted this long.
And
still playing at a high of a level that they're playing at. But, yeah, this dude is a damn killer. He's
absolute assassin.
He's a killer. He's an assassin. And we talk about, you know, best players in the world. And, I think Joker is still the best player in the world. But this guy – and Jason Tatum, I think they're the two best American-born players.
I think that's right.
Yes.
I think that's right.
I mean, as much as we make fun of Jason Tatum because of his obsession with Kobe and all that other crap, that dude's a damn baller.
He
has no holes in his game.
He's so good.
He has no holes in his game.
That we just kind of talked about the NBA media hype over whatever. Like, they're so good, they get ignored. That's how good that they're so good it's boring, and there's nothing to talk about in Boston until you get to the Eastern Conference finals and finals. That's how good they've become. Yeah, I mean, as for Anthony Edwards and the Timberwolves, it took them a minute. I mean, that's the benefit and the argument of an 82-game season is when you make a trade like the trade they made and you deal with injuries like they had this season, sometimes it takes a while for you to kind of get acclimated with your group. They did. Yes. They got a great rotation now.
Yeah.
Like, you're bringing Nasri, Dante DiVincenzo, and Alexander Walker off the bench, and obviously they wouldn't like to play Alexander Walker as many minutes as they did last night. Jaden McDaniels kind of was getting in kind of some silly foul trouble. If that guy stays out of foul trouble and plays the way he played in the first four games, they can give the Thunder trouble.
Yes.
Like, that's how good they are and how well-built they are.
What about I think that was a mail-in.
I know they would play the Thunder in the conference finals, but I'm saying that's where I think they're going.
I think that was a mail-in last night by the Warriors.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, okay, let's just
– let's get back home.
Let's get it home and just go to end this thing. Because Jimmy didn't do too much last night.
No.
They're worried about Steph because they are hacking at that hand.
Is it his right hand?
Yes, his right thumb.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
So they're hacking at it and everything like
they
that.
They got some hackers on
right,
that team.
Rightfully so. Saw some headbutts going out last night, which was so funny.
I don't know much about Pat Spencer.
They put him in to do that.
But when you got a mustache and you wear number 61,
they put you in.
And you get the opportunity to headbutt Alperen Şengün and you do it.
Yes.
I'm a fan
of
yours.
They put him in to do that. Yeah. Hey. All right, we need you to go in there.
He was getting some buckets.
We need you to go out there and act the fool. Because when I saw the score, when I heard the score, I was like, what?
Yeah, how are they down 400? But they cut it to 10.
That's exactly.
Steph had to put his braces back on.
Exactly. So that's why I think, you know, going back to San Francisco, it's going to be a wrap.
I wonder what it would have taken for them to put those guys back in. Because they cut it to 11 at one point. There was like 4.5 minutes left.
Right.
And then they just started missing layups.
They got to 6.
They started missing layups like their hands didn't work.
You think like Steve was like, all right.
So I think single digits. I think if it would have got to like 9 and all they could have got a timeout. Get back out there.
Lakers win tonight?
Make a couple threes.
Knicks win tonight?
I don't think so.
You think the Pistons win?
No, I think the Pistons are going to send that thing back to New York.
About a clip.
They got too many injuries, man. Brunson and Hart are hurt.
And Brunson banged up.
Yeah, they're hurt. Up. I think the Pistons are going to get them. Man, I don't know. I might be getting off the Clippers bandwagon, man. I don't know. The Nuggets play like they played in that last game. I'm going with the Clippers. That one's going 7-2. Nobody's going home tonight. Both those series are going to 7. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.